welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. Today we're talking about entrepreneurial freedom. And I touched on this in the quick tip for this week about leverage. And so we're moving to leverage, and I really wanted to dig into what entrepreneurial freedom actually means. So for most of us, we started our businesses for freedom, right? That's why we started. That's what we wanted. We wanted time freedom or location freedom or money freedom. Most of us were after that thing, that we wanted to be able to make our own decisions, live life on our own terms, have the money to do what we wanted to do. That's where, for most of us, the impetus for starting our business is. And then it happens, right? What I mean by it is that we start going and we get so busy. We have all of these clients. We have people pulling in our time. We're doing more hours. Things are a mess. We've got, our website and our systems aren't what we want it to be. We haven't optimized what we're doing. We haven't built a really strong foundation, and we're just busy, 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 like fighting fires all the time. And we don't have the freedom that we started our business for, because we're too busy trying to get and keep clients and keep money coming in the door so that we can feed our families. And we just need to stop. Not stop making money. Of course, we need to make money, but we need to step back in order to spring forward. We need to rest and really strategize and get systems in place so that we can have the freedom that we actually crave, the reason that we started our business, right? So what does that mean? That means that we need systems in our business, and we need systems in our life. So before we even start on our business, we need to be cultivating systems around us. And that, what I mean by that is, have you got self-care and well-being and movement and whatever that looks like to you, that well-being side, have you got that in the calendar, and is it a non-negotiable? Because you need to have a really strong you if you are going to be able to weather the storm of entrepreneurship, right? We need to be looking after ourselves. We need to be making sure that we treat ourselves like the center of our business, as that really strong pillar, and actually nurture, nourish and strengthen that, not deplete it by burning the candle at both ends. So I think we're all guilty of that at different points in our business, but we need to have systems around the way that we live our lives. Make sure that we have in our lives everything that we want in our lives. So make sure that, we're seeing our friends, we're seeing our family, we're making time to look after our physical body, we're making time to look after our mental health. What are those things that bring you joy, that you should be putting in your week, every week, to keep you at optimum performance? That's what we're after. So start thinking about those systems, start making them a non-negotiable. We need to be looking after ourselves, and we need to work our business around that. We need to work our business around our families. We need to work our business around our health, not be sacrificing and, burning ourselves out for the other people's health and wealth. All right. So systems around ourselves, systems around our business. Know what you do. I mean, most of us are pretty organized. That's why we do what we do, or we have people on our team who are doing that for us. But we need to know, before we can have people on our team, we need to have really good systems around business. So when you get on board a client, what do you have to do? Okay, you have to add them to the CRM. You have to put them in Asana. You have to, create the folders and the templates and the onboarding document templates and, whatever that is for you, have that documented. Everything should be documented. How, when you get a client, a task from a client, how is that input into your workflow or the production system? How are you doing your finances? When are you doing your finances? Have you got a regular meeting? Have you got regular staff meetings or vendor meetings? Have you got regular professional development or coaching? Or like, when are those things in? You need systems in your business around all of those. Systems around marketing, systems around sales, systems around delivery, right? So think about it in those three kind of buckets, and team, if you have one, two will be kind of integrated into all of them depending on your business model. So having systems there, and why we're thinking about systems, we're thinking about automations. So how are you automating things in your business so that when a client signs the contract, they automatically get sent the invoice, you know, and that gets sent to Asana or whatever. What does that look like? What are the automations in your business so that you know that when X happens, then, you know, when A happens, then B, C, D, F, G all happens without you having to do anything. So be thinking about what you can invest in terms of software or, you know, other kind of, I guess it's going to be software, isn't it, for automations. What kind of software you can be investing in that, yes, might cost you money, but is going to save you time. And so for me, like, for example, we invest a lot in our CRM, you know, so that my team, the pressure is taking off the team because all of this is happening automatically. The same as with our analytics software. And we have analytics software that just collects everything from everywhere, open rates and social media stats and ad results, and it's all in one place so that we don't have to collate it. That's done. So think about the kind of software that you can actually use to take time away. So in your business, when we start, we have more time than money, and then that runs out pretty quickly, and then we need to get to the point where we have more money than time and we can pay to do those things. So it's going to be a journey where you kind of pick and choose and you slowly move things into, you know, from time to money. And yes, you're going to have to step out before you're ready, before you feel confident that it's the right, you know, way to go. Know that, believe in yourself and bet on yourself and start to implement these things before you feel like you can, because otherwise it's going to be too late. You are going to burn yourself out or burn your team out if you don't put some things in place. So yes, be strategic, be thoughtful, be considerate. Don't just splash money, but spend wisely and invest in the things that are going to give you the best return. Invest in the things that are going to give you your time back, because we can't get more time. We can never get more time. We can always get more money, even if it doesn't feel like that in the beginning. All right. So the first key to entrepreneurial freedom is the systems that we're talking about, the systems for self, systems for business, and systems for automation. The next key for entrepreneurial freedom is team. We need to have some systems around team, but team is going to be the key to you not doing every single thing in your business from now for forevermore. So even if you think you don't want a massive team, it's unlikely that you love every single area from A to Z of business and you want to be doing the marketing and the finance and the admin and the operations and the service delivery and the tech and blah, 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 blah. It's unlikely you want to be doing all of those things forever. So you're going to need some form of team, and that's going to look different for all of us. But how are we onboarding them? Because if we don't have a really great like hiring process and onboarding process, you're going to be making more work for yourself. So the key to entrepreneurial freedom isn't just any team. It's a really well-structured, well-thought-out team, which we help you figure out inside our incubator program. But think about how you're onboarding them. Think about having your standard operating procedures so that your team can just go and do the task you want them to do, even if they've never done it before. You can say, I want you to upload a blog post, and they just go to the SOP of how to upload a blog post, and there's a video, there's a step-by-step directions, there's, you know, they have everything they need. You don't need to babysit them to do it. Maybe the first time you're going to teach them, but they've always got that to refer back to. Training. How are you training your team once you bring them on board? That first month, that first 30 days should be really in-depth training to make sure that they're doing things the way you want them done. Make sure that they know your clients inside out. That training is really, really important. And then quality control. How are you checking on their work without you having to do it? So I know a lot of us are type A kind of control freaky types. I know that I definitely am by nature. And I used to get things that I could fix really easily and I would fix them. And then the person doing them didn't learn why it wasn't up to the quality that I wanted. So now what I do, unless it's like a really strict deadline, is I will get it, I will give the feedback and give it back, and I'll get it back. And we might do that three times, that I receive it, I give feedback, explain why it's not good enough yet, get them to redo it. And that level of quality control is how I make sure that everything that is delivered is to the level that I want it, that I would do it. And so we need systems around that quality control and processes around that, so that, because if you don't do that process, you're going to be doing the work forever. But if you implement a really great process around quality control, the people doing the work for you are going to learn quickly and going to be able to, next time they're not going to do it four times, they're going to do it two. Next time they're going to only be able to do it once. And then you'll just scan over it and you'll be done. And then eventually you'll get people who can do the scanning for you. If you don't want to be doing that, you can get people to be taking over your role in the business, to be checking the people who are doing it. So the beauty about this, the beauty about having a team, is that you get to choose how involved you are. That's the beauty about being an entrepreneur. That is true entrepreneurial freedom, is that you get to choose what your role looks like. You can be CEO, or you can be the doer, and you can have everyone else around you. You can do a certain element. Like, the choice is yours. There's no right or wrong. You get to choose. Most of the people that we work with want to be the CEO, want to be like, you know, the organizer, want to be front facing, client facing, and then get other people to do the work. But that's not everyone. And so just create your business to the model that works for you, because that's why we created our businesses, right? For that freedom. All right, so we need those things set up. We need the systems, we need the team before we can get the leverage. And leverage is when you put a little bit of effort that lots of other, like, you get big results, right? So I'd like to think about it like you push that first domino and all the other dominoes fall and all the other dominoes happen, because you have lined them all up, because you've taken the time to line up the dominoes, that every time you push that first domino, they fall beautifully in a row and everything happens as it should. And so that's what we need to create in our business to get the entrepreneurial freedom that most of us want, because most of us don't want to be working all the time, but we want the money for the income that supports us and gives us the money freedom to be able to live the life that we want to live. And that's not going to happen if you are doing, and you have to maintain that crazy pace. So we need to build that leverage. And once we have built that system and we have that line of dominoes up, then we need a scaling system to be able to do more of it, so that we're not just pushing that, you know, we're not just getting that sale and making that dominoes happen once a month or whatever it is. It can be every week or every day, depending on the level that you want in your business and the level of growth that you want. And so you need to be putting a scale system around, how is that happening? How are you getting more clients that are going to trigger that beautiful leveraged system that you have created? And so again, that's what we do inside our free group, inside the VA Accelerator group, the Agency Accelerator. It's called VA2, the number 2 agency. If you're looking for groups on Facebook, that's where you'll find it. And we really work there on sales and marketing. I'm there live with free training every single week. And we dive deep into actual strategies. So hop on over there if that's where you'd like to be. It's inside the Social Marketing Method group as well. But we've recently moved to this VA group to really help service providers, because that is my passion. That's where I started. I started an agency. I have a marketing agency. I have a VA agency, and I love helping people to get to that model, to get to the model where they have the people doing the work for them, because we start and we're doing all of the work and that too quickly becomes not sustainable. So I love helping people, women, mostly it's women. I love helping women to be able to create that life that they wanted, to be able to spend the time with their family that they want to spend, and to be able to earn what they want to earn without having to sacrifice time for money. So if that's you, come find me on social media, come inside the VA to agency group, or inside Social Marketing Method. Either way, I'm in both. But DM me, let me know your story, and let me know how this applies to you. Let me know if this has helped you, because my hope for this episode is that you start to think about how you can implement these things, because it's not going to happen in one day. It's not going to happen in a month. This is a long-term plan to put these things in place, these building blocks, but this is the foundation, and we need to know where we're walking to. We need to know what path we're heading down to be able to actually get there, right? Otherwise, we're going to be walking up the wrong mountain. We're going to be building our business on this house, like building this house of cards that is not going to stand up to, you know, when school holidays come and all of a sudden we've got 20 clients and like, oh, we don't know what we're doing, because we have to be working, and we don't, now all of a sudden we have kids home, which that's not going to work. So we need to be able to create systems so that we can have the entrepreneurial freedom that we want to have, and live the life and have the business that we started our business for, get that profit and freedom that we started our businesses to achieve. So I hope this is helpful. Let me know what you thought. Find me on socials, Annalise Warn, and I'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.